to pull the plow, you might have used
oxen
or another animal kind of like a horse. And if there were two of them, what did you call them?
A team.
And would you ever use another word for a
team?
But you'd more likely say team.
I thought so when you'd say they a team of oxen or mules or hitched to the plows.
Right. And talking about, you don't ever remember them using oxen, do you? Do you ever remember seeing oxen?
Yes.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
Or would they ever say about a team of oxen, would they ever say a yoke of oxen?
Yes, right, because a heavy yoke was across.
Right, and this is meant to it. Mm-hmm. All right, and a young cow is a
heifer.
Or what if it's younger than that and either a girl or a boy? What's the word for a baby?
Calf.
Okay. And how would you say if a cow is going to
calf
a baby, Daisy's going to?
Calf.
And any other terms for that?
Yes, let's see, going to have a calf is really what we would have said. I've heard this calved expression in later years.
I see. And the male horse
is a horse.
And if he's going to be used for breeding purposes, you call him?
Stud.
All right. And the female is a
male.
And if someone has not been on a horse, he might say, I have never
ridden.
And but if he tried yesterday, he might say, I
rode yesterday.
And if he just tried to ride and managed to slip off the horse, you might say he fell.
He was thrown or fell off of the horse.
And the same, how would you say if you were talking about being in bed and then suddenly on the floor he fell
out of bed.
And what about the things that are on the horses or put on the horses' feet?
Shod or shoes, of course, they're shoes, but...
Right, and do you know a game that is played with
them? Oh, yes, horseshoes.
Mm-hmm. And that the hard part of the horse's foot is called the...
hoof.
And he has four...
hooves.
And do you know another or similar outdoor game like horseshoes? Have you seen or heard anything else played something like that, throwing something at something, any other terms, Martin?
Not with horseshoes, but darts or
anything else?
I can't think of another.
Okay. And what about the male sheep? He is a...
He's a sheep.
He was a sheep.
I don't know, really. I'm not up on sheep.
You don't know about sheep, but you're called...
sheep, I should say, because there's no plural.
Right. The term ram or buck.
Oh, that's right.
At least
I've heard it, yeah.
Right. One of them sound more familiar than the other.
Ram.
Ram. Mm-hmm. And the female sheep, do you know what she is?
Ram and the... I don't.
What about EWE?
I'm just not familiar enough with sheep, but I have heard that, and I would have known it if I had read it.
Right. And the hair that the sheep bears is called?
Wool.
And a male hog?
Oh, that's a boar.
And any other terms that you think of in connection with hogs? What about a castrated male? You have a word for that?
What is that? Of a pig? Of a hog? A sow is the female, bow. Well, I didn't really know that.
Well, any other words that you think about in connection with a wild hog, for example?
Wild hog,
And what about the hair that grows on the hog?
Bristles.